One of the 10 threats to the Great Lakes is the decline of many of the native species. The lake trout has been in trouble from overfishing and because of an invasive species called the sea lamprey. Ever since it invaded the Great Lakes, scientists have been trying to keep the invasive sea lamprey under control. Conservation agents use a pesticide to keep the lamprey numbers down, but it's expensive and sometimes it kills other fish. Now researchers have discovered a lamprey pheromone. They think the chemical attractant could be a big help in their fight against one of the most destructive invasive species in the Great Lakes. Stephanie Hemphill has that story.
The sea lamprey came into the Great Lakes through canals more than 100 years ago. The slimy parasites attach themselves to big fish and feed on them until they die. Each lamprey can kill 40 pounds of fish in its lifetime. Between sea lampreys and overfishing, the big native fish, the lake trout, was wiped out in the lower Great Lakes. Only a few survived in small pockets in Lake Huron. Lake Superior is the only place the lake trout survive in healthy numbers. There's an aggressive $15 million a year program to keep sea lamprey numbers down. Part of the effort is using a chemical called TFM that kills the lamprey. Wildlife managers spread the lampreycide in streams in the spring. It kills some of the young lamprey as they swim down into the lake. University of Minnesota biologist Peter Sorensen says he and other scientists noticed that TFM kills not just the juveniles, but the larvae that live in the stream bed, too. They also realized, after a stream is treated, very few adult lamprey come back to the stream to spawn or lay new eggs.
And this led to an observation decades ago, which was key, that adult lamprey must be selective in how they pick streams. They only pick a few, and if you remove the larvae, they don't seem to go in there.
Scientists suspected the larvae might be playing a role in the spawning migration of adults. That might mean the larvae are putting out a pheromone that tells the adults it's a good place to spawn. Just one larva attracts a lot of adult lamprey, indicating the pheromone is very potent. It was up to Jared Fine to determine what the chemical is. Fine is a PhD student working with Peter Sorensen. For 2 years, he sifted through the water in tanks holding lamprey larvae,
separating the different chemical compounds, testing them biologically, seeing which ones have activity, coming back to the active ones and further separating them, and just repeating this until you get down to the one or two or three compounds that have the activity.
Fine narrowed it down to three compounds. He purified them and gave them to a colleague in the chemistry department, Thomas Hoy. Hoy created a synthetic version of the most potent pheromone. He says it should be possible to produce it on a large scale, and that means it could be used to treat the Great Lakes. The question is, how much would he need?
You know, would it be a tank car load? Would it be a football field? Would it be a dump truck? And it's none of those. Would it be a barrel? No. Is it a bucket full? No. In fact, it's only about 500 grams, that's just 1 pound, would treat all that water for a month.
And that's all it would take, because the lamprey only spawn for a month. But the treatment would have to happen once a year. Peter Sorensen says when lamprey approach a stream to spawn, their clock is ticking. They have a powerful urge to lay eggs, and once they've done that, they die.
They are driven animals. Frankly, they're kind of an autopilot, and pheromones are what's driving that autopilot to a very large extent. And now that we've got it, I think we can really powerfully use that to our advantage.
Sorensen says fishery managers could use the pheromone to attract more lampreys to streams outfitted with traps.
You know, the key here is the fact that this pheromone is natural, safe, and should be very inexpensive to add.
Fisheries managers hope the pheromone will help reduce the cost of controlling the lamprey and add a new weapon to their arsenal. The news on lamprey couldn't have come at a better time for wildlife managers around Lake Superior. After years of relatively constant numbers, the lamprey population jumped dramatically this year. Scientists say lamprey may be finding new spawning grounds in the mouths of streams where lampreycide is less effective. They're hoping they can use the pheromone to draw the lamprey to traps further upstream. For the GLRC, I'm Stephanie Hemphill.